Welcome, viewers and listeners, to CHP Talks. We are here with a very exciting guest today. Päivi Räsänen is a medical doctor and has been a member of the Finnish Parliament for 28 years. She's speaking to us today from Finland. She's also the chair of the Christian Democratic Parliamentary Group. From 2004 to 2015, she was the chairwoman of the Finnish Christian Democrats. From June 2011 to May 2015, she was the Minister of the Interior of Finland. She lives in Riihimäki with her husband. They have 5 grown-up children and 10 grandchildren. She's also a member of the Riihimäki City Council and a member of Church Council. She has written several books from a Christian perspective, books on marriage, abortion, and euthanasia. 3 criminal charges have been filed against her because of her Christian beliefs, and she has been in court twice. The Helsinki District Court issued a unanimous clear acquittal last year, but the prosecutors appealed that decision to the appellate court, and the Helsinki Court of Appeal has announced the hearings concerning her statements will take place in August 2023. Päivi is ready to defend freedom of speech and religion in the higher courts, including the European Court of Human Rights, if necessary. And Päivi, that just reminds me a little bit of the Apostle Paul, who was willing to go to Rome and appeal even to Caesar. This gave him the opportunity to preach the gospel to Caesar's household, gave him time to write all the letters to the churches that we have today. And we are appreciative, even across the pond here in Canada, of what you are doing in Finland. So welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your kind words, and it is a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
Yeah. I've listened to a couple of other interviews with you, and I just really appreciate the spirit with which you address the issues. Now, take us back. Many of our listeners may not know the details of your case. First of all, congratulations for being a member of Parliament for 28 years, the Finnish Parliament. And from all the other things that you're involved in, I'm amazed that you took the time to meet with us today, and thank you for doing that. Kiitos, I think. So. I don't know if I say that right, but that's, I think, Finnish for thank you.
Yes, it was absolutely correct.
So anyway, what led to you going to court? You've been in charge of the police, you've been in all kinds of things, and take us back and tell us a story.
Yes, it has been a really strange process, and I have to say that it has been for me also a big surprise that something like this can happen in Finland, because as you told, I have been in Parliament 28 years, and I have been in public from Christian perspective, speaking about Christian values, about marriage and value of life of unborn children and so on. And I have been also open about my faith and about biblical truths. Yeah. But 3 years ago, or almost 4 years ago, 2019, this process started. And the main church, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, gave a statement to support the Pride event in Helsinki, in our capital. And it was a shock for me, because I am a member of Evangelical Lutheran Church, and my husband is also pastor of the church. And I was afraid that if my church takes that kind of stand against what Bible teaches, it can undermine the faith and the trust on Bible, especially among young people. And I was praying at home, What should I do now? I was on my knees praying. Should I leave the church, or what is the solution in this situation? And I got a very clear vision that now it is not my time to leave the boat that is sinking, but it is my time to speak with such a big voice that those who are sleeping in this boat would wake up. And I decided to write a Twitter post where I asked a question to the bishop, the leadership of the church, that how is it possible that you are supporting something that is in contradiction with the Bible, which is the basis of the church. And I also attached to that Twitter post a picture, a photo from the Bible, from the book of Romans, letter to Romans, from first chapter, where Apostle Paul teaches about same-sex relationships, calling them sin and shame, shameful acts. And after that, there began a debate and discussion about these issues in our society, and some citizen made a criminal complaint to the police, and police started to investigate my Twitter post, all the time I couldn't imagine that it could lead to some court process or police investigation, but it started. And after that, I have been three times over 13 hours in police interrogations, in police station. I had a Bible on the table, and police was asking me what do I mean by the word sin, and what is the main teaching of the letter to Romans and the first chapter, and that kind of biblical issues. And then the police, then after that, there came some other complaints about a booklet that I have written already 2004 about marriage and human sexuality. And then there was also another complaint, criminal complaint, about one radio debate. All these cases were under police investigation, and it was very absurd situation for me, because just some years ago I had been a minister in charge of police, and now I was sitting there interrogated about the Bible. Yeah. And there was a joke in social media that Päivi Räsänen is now going again to give a Bible study in the police station. Yeah. But then it led to criminal court. And as you said, I got the acquittal from that court.
Yeah, I understand the public prosecutor wanted to push you, wasn't willing to accept an acquittal, but wanted to be sure that you paid a price. So that's a very strange situation.
Yes, it was the prosecutor, the main prosecutor in Finland, who decided to file up this the process to court, and now she has appealed also to the appellate court.
What was the
continues, but it has been. I also think that it has been. I think that all this process has been in God's hands. Mm-hmm. So it has given me possibility to defend the freedom of speech and freedom of religion in Finnish society, and also it has given me many chances to tell about the Bible, biblical truths, and also to tell about the gospel. What is the solution to the problem of sin?
Yeah.
In court and in police station and also in media. So I think that it has given many, many chances and possibilities to testify about Jesus and the forgiveness that we have in him. And I have got also from Finland, I have got thousands of letters and messages where people tell that they have started to pray for Finland and pray for me. And also many people who have told that they have started to read Bible. And also some gay people have told that they have found Jesus during this process. Mm-hmm. So I think that there has been It has been in God's hands, this process, and that's why I have very calm mind also when I think about the future and what is happening in August, next August, when we have the next trial in the appellate court. So, but now, just now we have in Finland, we have quite soon we have the parliamentary elections, and I'm now campaigning and concentrating in these elections. So
what's
many things are happening.
What's the date of your parliamentary elections?
It is the 2nd of April.
Okay, well, that's coming right up, so we'll be in prayer for you on that. What was the response of the police? You had the opportunity to talk to them specifically about the words of the Apostle Paul and specifically about the things that you've written about. What was their response?
Yes, the police was very polite, and we had very good discussions about the Bible I have to tell that after the formal interrogation, the police himself told that if he could decide, I would not be there. Yeah. But it is the prosecutor general who decided to file up the charges. Yeah. So, then the police gave a statement after these investigations and the interrogations, that if my pamphlet, if my booklet would be banned, then also the Bible should be banned, because they are the same teachings that I'm telling. What we can read in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So I think that this goes very deep to the heart of the freedom of religion, freedom of faith, because if my writings and what I have said, if it is censored, then thousands of similar publications and sermon and speeches and writings would be also banned.
Yeah.
And even the Bibles.
Yeah. Well, freedom of speech and freedom of religion, those are really the front lines of the cultural battles that are going on, not just in Finland, but in Canada and the United States and around the world. And in Canada, we have, well, first of all, I'll tell you about our party. I'm the national leader of the Christian Heritage Party of Canada. We don't have any members seated in Parliament yet, but we continue to speak about the issues, and all the issues, but especially life, family, and freedom. One thing we say about life, without life, you have nothing. You know, if you can't defend life, you have nothing. And without freedom of speech, you can't defend life or any of the other rights of the human being. So freedom of speech is a core value that we need to maintain in our Western democracies. If we don't have freedom of speech, we do not have democracy. So it's very, very key to be defending that.
Yes, I absolutely, I agree. And that's why, of course, I have been very sad for the situation in Finland that we have this kind of case. And I understand that it raises up the thought that if this can happen in a democracy like Finland, because we have deep roots in these freedoms, in mm-hmm. freedom of speech and religion, and also deep roots in Christian faith.
Yeah.
So it can happen in any Western country.
Yeah, we've had laws passed in Canada in recent years. Our current government is not a government in support of Christian values, contrary to that. And so we've got, transgenderism has been added to human rights. And it's actually, they're making it almost illegal for a pastor or a parent to counsel their child, even if they want to be free of this same-sex attraction, or, you know, want to turn their life in a different direction. To counsel a person in that case could be illegal. So we're really facing these issues in a big way in Canada. Now, there's a sacrifice and a cost to obedience to the Word of God or to your calling. I mean, you've already, even becoming a member of Parliament is already a sacrifice. You loved being a doctor, I understand, but you're doing this to serve your nation. But in this area where you've spoken the truth, even with repercussions, what kind of a cost have you paid personally, you and your family, is there anything you regret about taking your position?
No, I do not regret about this process and what I have done. Of course, I have thought it many, many times, but I totally agree what I wrote. Mm-hmm. And I do not want to renounce my faith.
Yeah.
Faith, and as I said to police that I do not apologize what Apostle Paul
yeah.
has said, or what Bible has yeah. said, and I think that now it was the time to say it. It was the time to write it in our society. And I'm very grateful to God that I have my husband and my children who have supported me all the time. My children who are adults and they have their own families, they pray for me and they have encouraged me that mm-hmm. keep strong there. Yeah. And so it is a great privilege that you have the support of your family. And of course, I have thousands of praying friends in Finland and also in other countries. So I don't know. Of course, this has taken my time. it has taken a lot of time to be in all these processes in court and police investigations, interrogations, and then the media in Finland has been also very interested. So it has taken a lot of time, but I think that it has been worth of it. Mm-hmm. Because, I think that this has been my calling. I feel very deeply that this has been my calling. God has called me to this process. And I hope that I could be faithful to the end of this process.
Well, as in the book of Esther, you know, her uncle Mordecai said, you are called for such a time as this. And mm-hmm. you happen to be the person in the place that is right now carrying the ball. If we use an analogy of sports analogy, you're carrying the ball, or you're on the front lines for many of us, because I think your case is going to have repercussions around the world. It's not just in Finland, but in our country as well. I mean, people do look and see what's happening in other countries. And there is a cost. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the cost of disobedience. If you had not been willing to take this on, or if our society, if our churches are not willing to stand for the truth, if our parliamentarians are not willing to stand for the truth, there's a cost to society, a cost to young people who are being damaged. You want to speak on that a little bit, about that, the cost of disobedience?
This is a very good question, because I'm so sad for the situation of my church, of the Finnish churches, because the more that we are quiet about these topical issues that are in contradiction with the ethos of this time, to narrower becomes the space to this to the freedom of speech and freedom of faith. So it doesn't help that you do not speak, that you it doesn't help in this situation. So I that's why I want to encourage Christians to be open about their faith and to openly testify about Jesus and what he teaches in the Bible, because it is the best basis for every human life and every society. So I think that it is a big cost if we disobey God's will, and especially it is very sad if the church, which should be talking and testifying about the truth, if the church is quiet,
absolutely. So I was going to ask how this affected your work as a member of parliament. Has it, obviously, as you mentioned, it's taken a lot of your time and energy and focus, but in terms of your work together with your colleagues, has it affected that in any way?
Yes, it's difficult to say. Of course, it has raised a lot of discussions and debates, but I have also got support from parliamentarians from different parties, and also from that from those parliamentarians that have that do not agree with me.
Yeah.
There have been, for example, we have, there is a male parliamentarian who is openly gay and he is living in gay marriage, but he has openly supported my freedom to speak, and I think that it is important for everyone in democracy to have freedom of speech, whatever we think and whatever our opinions are, and if my opinions, if someone feels insulted from my opinions, or if I feel insulted from some other's opinions, it should not mean that he should be silent. So I think that, as you said, the freedom of speech, it is the basis of democracy, and it is the basis for that we can defend principal freedoms and rights. Yeah. For example, the right for life.
Is there any legislation in Finland right now, existing legislation that restricts the access to, for instance, social media based on religious views or political views? In Canada right now, there is a bill going through Parliament. We hope it fails, but this government is likely to pass it, Bill C-11. And it would interfere drastically with our ability to get our message out. It would restrict what can be shared online. And it's under the guise of protecting Canadian content, but we know that it will be used against truth-speaking people on some of these important issues. So do you have any legislation in Finland that restricts access either to websites or to social media?
I'm happy that we do not yet have, but there have been also a lot of in our society discussions about this kind of legislation. For example, I still have my Twitter and Facebook Facebook pages and my accounts. So even though there has been this process about the Twitter posting,
yes, yeah,
against me, so I still have my account in Twitter, and I can write there what I want. So it is very important to fight for these freedoms. And that's why I think that this has been such a time that just now we have to defend these freedoms in Finland. And I think that just that's why it has been now my calling to fight for these freedoms.
Are any of your books, especially you mentioned the one written in 2004, are any of them translated into English?
In fact, it is translated in English. Yeah. Its name is Male and Female, He Created Them, Homosexual Relationships Challenge the Christian Concept of Humanity. It is only a small booklet. It is some kind of booklet for church. There is a small free church in Finland that that asked me to write that kind of small booklet for for their needs in 2004. And it was not in public. It was only for this purpose of this church. But then when my Twitter post and the investigation, police investigation came into public, then some citizen from these LGBT communities, they found this booklet. And now it is translated in many languages.
Okay. Well,
in English, Swedish, Hungarian, and so on. So it is also in internet. So okay. It can be found also in. But it is also printed booklet in English.
Wonderful. Well, we will look for that. And we are, our party right now is establishing a landing page for our website. It will be live in the next couple of weeks. And the title of the landing page is Created Male and Female. So we are addressing this issue directly as well, because it's extremely important. So Päivi, you've been very generous with your time. Anything that you would like to say to our listeners? It's getting late in Finland, and I'm not going to keep you any later than I have to. Any final message or conclusion or things that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to bring forward?
Yes, I have to say that I have got also a lot of messages from Canada. And I'm very thankful for the prayers and encouraging messages that I have got. So it has been amazing to notice that we Christians, we are like family, worldwide family, supporting each other. So it has been so encouraging. And I want to encourage all you to stand behind these teachings of the Bible, because they are the good basis for life and for society. And also I want to encourage to tell about the good message of about Jesus, who has died for our sins, because it is the solution to this, to the problem of sin and to this, to the problem of also these issues that we are now discussing about. So we are living now in that kind of time that we need a lot of support to each other and encouragement to each other. And I know that many people are in this world are living in more difficult situation than me. There are people who are persecuted for their faith, who are losing their lives because they stand on the teachings of the Bible, stand behind these teachings and tell about the gospel. But now it is not time to be silent. It is time to speak. It is time to defend freedom of speech and freedom of faith. Thank you.
Very good. You know, on May 11th in Canada, we have the March for Life in Ottawa, our nation's capital. I'm going to be in Victoria, which is the capital of British Columbia, speaking to a group. But the theme this year for the March for Life is Stand Firm. And so it's a good one. That's for protecting innocent human life, but also stand firm for freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Päivi Räsänen, kiitos. Thank you very much for being with us today. God be with you, bless you, strengthen you, encourage you, and give you all you stand in need of to accomplish the purposes he has for you in this important time, this critical time in the history of the world. So thank you for taking your stand and for standing firm.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.